Well, good morning to the Interbet team and welcome. We're at Turfantine today on the inside track, Thursday the 4th of June. 8-race program, 22 pentrometer, 4-meter false rail at the 500-meter mark. Race 1, 1220, maiden plate, 1200 meters. I thought Periodic Table was absolutely the right horse here. It's got a better draw than Nightshine. Nightshine's got very good form too. Its two runs have been very good, and against Calvin Habib, that's going to give it a big chance. But the draw is critical in this track, and I think Periodic Table drawn 2 is probably the right horse. Time Honor's got form, but has had many starts. Race 2, maiden plate, fillies and mares, they got 1,200 meters. And Bridget Ann didn't go to Durban the other day, rather stayed here for this race, so you've got to take a close look at that. Star Magnolia, though, might be the best. Number 10, very nice last run. Gets a 2.5 claim, which will always be a big help. Destiny's Dream, third run, looks like a player. And I think that's all you'd need for the bipot. Race 3, maiden plate, 1,600 meters. Team Laird against Team Hubby. Clarewood Breeze, the first timer, that's ex-Azzy runner. Gets Muzieni, so must be the stable elect. That's the big pointer. The betting is also a pointer, 9-4 favorite. Winding Power's got extremely good form and way ahead of the speed rating number 4, which is a stable companion, gets 2.5 claimer. And then Alec Laird's two runners, No More Master Buddy. Well, No More does look like the better of the two. Cover Charge might be just the fly in the ointment. Ran shockingly, first run back after resting and gelding. But they've backed it up very quickly, and they put Michaela Michelle on again, which is a pointer, and I think that you've got to have a close look at that one for the first leg of the pick 6. Race 4, maiden plate, fillies and mares, 1,600 meters. Late Bloomer, Cape form, rested, looks like an improver, gets a 2.5 claimer, hard to beat. Flying World, Soma's runner number 4, DeMello, third run after a rest, looks like the big danger. Then if you want another one, maybe Give Me Some Love, which was not striding out last time and would improve. Race 5, Merry Rated Handicap, 2,000 meters. Open Highway is your favorite. It's got some fair form, but I'm looking elsewhere. I thought the Playboy Bomber's got good form here. This is a race full of pace. There are lots of horses that like to go up there. Royal Edition looks like the natural pace horse drawn 2, and the run before last course and distance, he ran a cracker. Second to the Playboy Bomber, would turn the form around with the weight turnaround. Jordan shows pace, nice last run behind his name, and Kudzu, always competitive, but draw 13, that's not going to help. The find of the race would be Robert Browning. Go back 3 runs behind the Playboy Bomber at the weight turnaround, he's got a big chance to draw 1. Ideal Summer also comes into the race, so you can see it's a toughie, and Iger Sanction is a pace runner too. Race 6, mare rated 74, 1450. Unsolved Riddle runs on his last 2, course and distance, 1 from 1. I think this is a player, big price too, 6-1. Quivano won a maiden, that's top of the board. I can't back horses that won maidens. Sea Shanty, worth having a very close look at. There's a stable change. All these horses that left Mark Hart, all going out and winning. This might be no different, Sea Shanty. Robin Clark and Calvin Habib goes into everything. Space Mission, 6-1, but drawn 12. That's not going to help it over the 1450. Oklahoma Smoke Show is a pacey horse and gets Muzzy from 4-3. Should be up there. Race 7, mare rated handicap fillies and mares, 1450, warm reception, ignore its last run. It will improve. That was in a feature race, and it was the best runner in that feature race behind King Harold. Go very well here, Muzzy aboard. I think Warning Sound's an interesting horse. I kept thinking this filly would like to go more ground the way she's bred, but she looks like this might be her trip. Gets Michaela McKell, go very well. Ovation Star ran in the King Harold race, and he was backed, so he goes into everything as well. I would think that you'd be able to get away with those 3. Race 8, merit rated handicap, fillies and mares. Wise Counsel, look for big improvement here. Third run after a race, lots to like about Wise Counsel. Craig Zaki gets a leg up, course and distance, 1 from 1. This is 8-1, which is a very big price. I think the horse they've all got to beat is 8 Winds of Grace. Tamela and Azzy got very good form and should go very close to winning here. It's run well course and distance, always there or thereabouts. Unsolved Riddle will give you an idea of how this will go in the race before. Lady Elliot looks to be the third best. From me, James Goodman, signing off for Interbet.